right, now we're here with Jim Dempster of Medavante Corporation. Jim's going to give us a little bit of words of wisdom, so to speak, on their company and how they might address security within the finance industry.
Okay, to start with, I look at this from a software architecture point of view, and we kind of break it down. Security means many things to many people.
Mm-hmm.
The two major categories for us are the authentication or identification, and then once past that, the authorization or entitlement to specific functionality.
Okay.
So on the first part, we've increasingly tried to move towards a single sign-on or a federated sign-on model, so that with our authentication layer, we tend to want that to be the front door to any number of applications behind it. And then at the same time, in the case of larger financial institutions, they may have their own security framework in place in front of us. In that case, we work as a trusted back-end provider, where that front-end or portal does the authentication, passes the credential to a back-end system.
Right.
We don't re-log in, don't re-challenge. So that's been one of the things that makes the whole user experience much more
pleasurable. You said the second part was, it sounded like maybe it deals with kind of like ID management or access control, no?
Well, access control, in the sense that once a user is logged in, then determining all the things that they can do.
Okay.
So the approach that we have taken, and we see a lot of people liking a lot, is to move from permissions or privileges at the user ID level to have more of the model of a user ID has a role, and it's the role that determines what privileges or authorizations they have. And that allows the administrator of security to much more effectively provision users and have, especially in a more regulated world, more of an assurance that I'm not having unintentional access to systems. Whereas with the older method of just user ID and what they can do, when somebody changed departments or changed roles, you often didn't go back and clean up all the things they used to be able to do.
Okay.
So those are probably the two kind of major shifts that we're working on, and I think as far as security goes, it's very welcomed by our user group.
Okay.
So federated sign-on and then role-based permissions behind that.
One more question for you. Major topic with our users is regulatory compliance.
Yep.
So they're concerned when an examiner comes in and says, you need to make sure your compliance programs for this particular regulation is up to speed. How do you guys address that? How do you help?
We work directly with our regulators, and they're really speaking, with the same voice as the bank's regulators.
Okay.
So we have very thorough examinations. We know what they're looking for, and we generally are
very consistent
out in advance, really, as to what the banks are going to be needing.
Yes.
For example, in the online banking, the two-factor authentication and so forth,
mm-hmm.
we need to get there very rapidly and tend to do that just in anticipation of those regulatory concerns.
Okay. Again, Jim Dempster, Medavante. Thank you very much.
Hey.